If you're not too jaded, you may be intrigued watching the Stephen King story, Under the Dome, unfold in a TV series filmed here. An inexplicable dome dropped over a small town cuts it from all contact with the outside world. Real-life architectural domes were also the masterpieces of one brilliant artisan who, though born in Spain, became another accidental southerner. Rafael Gustavino from Valencia made a substantial imprint on American architecture. The entrance vault to the Boston Library, the arch over Plymouth Rock, vaults over St. John the Divine, St. Patrick's Cathedral, both in New York, and the Great Hall at Ellis Island, Carnegie Hall, and the chapel at West Point are only a handful of his hundreds of soaring vaulted ceilings. After immigrating to the United States in 1881 and establishing himself by collaboration with such architects as Stanford White and Richard Morris Hunt, Gustavino created some of the most monumental spaces in America, wrote architectural expert Thomas Pruden. His amazing structures were built on the principle the architect set up in his patented Gustavino tile arch system. The vaulted roof, with absence of any sign of support, was also fireproof. So meticulous was Gustavino in his work that he even made and fired his own tile, some soundproof, to construct his recreation of an ancient method called cohesive construction. Some 14 years after arriving in this country, he headed to North Carolina at the bidding of Vanderbilt, who had determined he was to outdo all Vanderbilts and their impressive Newport and Manhattan mansions by building Biltmore, the largest private residence in the United States. Gustavino was just the man to help create Vanderbilt's vision, fashioned after castles in the Loire Valley. A chateau in the Smoky Mountains, west of Asheville, overlooking the Broad River, on a jaw-dropping 125,000 acres. He also constructed the magnificent St. Lawrence Basilica, church where he was eventually buried. Gustavino loved North Carolina and ended up spending the rest of his life in these beautiful mountains. He and his much younger wife bought 1,000 acres just out of Black Mountain, built an extravagant house the locals call the Spanish Castle, and set up kilns to make the fabulous Gustavino tiles. He and his beautiful young wife, some say from Spain and others from Mexico, gave extravagant parties at the eccentric wooden mansion. He designed St. Mary Roman Catholic Church here in Wilmington in the Spanish Baroque style. Gustavino's trademark exuberant ceiling and floating staircase are a fine example of the vaulted technique. What must Mother Teresa have thought of the Spanish immigrant's work when she worshipped here in 1975, 64 years after the Gustavinos finished the structure? Another critic declared of the remarkable Rafael Gustavino, he is probably one of the best examples of a Renaissance man who never got any PR.